I'm Bethany Losada. Thank you so much for joining me today in my podcast, Overcomers, where we talk about how to overcome life's difficulties with a friend, faith, and a cup of tea. Today, I'm drinking mint tea straight from my garden. I highly recommend it if you're just starting off trying teas. It's a very familiar flavor, easy to drink, can have it any time of the day, and it's caffeine-free. We're in a series right now called Overcome by Anxiety to Overcomer, a mother and daughter's faith journey prevailing through anxiety. We've been discussing how we can help strengthen certain characteristics in our children to help battle against anxiety. And today we're going to talk about prayer, how we as parents can be more purposeful in our prayers over our children and teaching our children how to pray. When my daughter was a toddler and my son a baby, I decided I wanted to be more purposeful in my prayers for them. So I started reading some scriptures and just really seeking out God, asking what attributes I should be praying for my children. And I felt led to pray that God would bless my daughter with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and a love like Jesus, and that he would bless my son with intelligence, integrity, and obedience. I was praying those attributes over my children every evening. Fast forward several years and my daughter started kindergarten. As I mentioned before, she had a really difficult time transitioning into going to school. We later found out it was anxiety, but at the time we didn't know, and she just had a lot of struggles. One of those mornings, I was dropping her off to her kindergarten room and her teacher came up to the door and just told me, "You know what? Your daughter is very wise." And I realized that that was a direct answer to something that I've been praying for years for my daughter to have wisdom. And it was like God was just encouraging my heart, letting me know that he hears my prayers. Because there was a lot of other prayers that I was having that were not being answered about her transitioning into kindergarten and her struggles. Those weren't being answered and I didn't have clarity, but he was letting me know that he still hears me and telling me to be steadfast and continue praying. So it doesn't matter if you are getting the prayers answered that you really want over your children, still be purposeful in your prayers and know that God hears you and stay steadfast. As our children get older through elementary school and into adolescence, we see their personalities form even more, and they're going to go through certain seasons where they have more difficulties. During these times, we can be even more purposeful in our prayers and finding different characteristics to be praying over them. I know my son is a deep thinker and he loves the sense of justice and what's right. He asks me really difficult questions and there's really great things and strengths that come along with his personality. He's able to discern and understand truth. He's able to speak truth when other people don't have the courage to do it, and they can also protect other people. But then with that personality, there's also some weaknesses. He can end up struggling with having enough compassion or mercy. So as a parent, I can be aware of the personality of my child, the strengths and weaknesses, and start praying for those weaknesses and being intentional and having conversations about it. With my son, we talk about the need to have insight into situations and people's lives, to have more understanding and the background of things so that he can balance his need for justice and to have compassion for people. For my daughter, she's full of emotions and feelings, and she has so much compassion and empathy for others. If somebody is in need, she's going to be the first one to show up by their side to help them. There's so much good that comes from those characteristics and that personality. But there's also some weaknesses. One of those, especially as they get to that adolescent age, when they're so full of emotions and feelings, is allowing their feelings to dictate truth to them. At that time, it is so important that we teach our kids to reel in those emotions, to inspect them under the microscope of truth, and then be able to discern and decide how much validity to really give to those feelings. That helps them balance their feelings with truth and knowing how much to listen to those feelings and how to act on them. Another way that I like to be purposeful in prayer with my children is before they leave for school every morning, we spend a few minutes where I just pray over them. I just pray a protection over their mind and hearts as they leave our home. Oftentimes, this includes praying for wisdom and understanding in whatever material they're learning that day in school, or to have insight in the purpose that God has for their lives. I also pray that they wouldn't be anxious about anything, but they would have the peace of God guarding their hearts and minds. And then I pray that they would be a good encourager and a friend towards other people and a speaker of truth. Just praying over our children when they're leaving our home helps put them in the right mindset, a reminder that God is with them and that He speaks truth into their lives and they can connect with them at any time throughout their day. And then that leads us to how we can teach our children to pray. The first way is by being an example ourselves, praying out loud with our kids. Like I was talking about, praying with them before school, praying in at night for them, or maybe at meal times, but just being able to hear how we connect with God and talk with Him. Because prayer, really what it is connecting and communicating with God. It can be a one word of thankfulness or praise or help, or it can be many words of pouring out of our hearts with all of our trials or problems or feelings that we're struggling with. It could be any way that we're really connecting with God and trying to communicate with Him. There are some specific ways that you can teach your child that they can pray. One of them is praise. They can use praise to help them stop focusing on their trials and struggles and focus on who God is. Praising Him by calling out His characteristics, that He is a good God, that He is faithful, that He is true and truthful, that He is just, that He is holy, that He is loving, all these wonderful characteristics of God, remembering who He is. Then we can teach them prayers of thankfulness and being thankful, remembering that every good thing comes from God. So whether it's our home, having food, being able to go to school, or things in nature like a beautiful sunset, being able to run and walk, whatever it is, just being thankful and mindful that God is good and He is blessing us. We can also teach our kids prayers of forgiveness. Sometimes we also need to ask forgiveness of other people. It's teaching our children humility and the recognition that we are sinful, make bad choices and mistakes, and need to make that right. And God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. So we need to come to Him and confess when we've done something wrong. And we can show them an example of that as well by confessing when we do something wrong and asking for forgiveness. And then another way we can teach them to pray is by making requests. Requests on behalf of ourselves and on behalf of other people. This is something we usually do a lot in our prayers. And it really shows us our need for God. That we don't have all the answers. We're not in control. And we need His presence and His help in our lives. We have to be careful in this too, though, that we don't teach our children to have the mentality that if they pray for something, God should answer it right away in however they've asked. That's more of a genie in a bottle mentality, that if we rub that bottle, make a wish, then like God, like a genie, should answer it right then and obey whatever commands we have. We don't want to teach our children that because it's going to leave them very disappointed and lose their faith because God doesn't always answer the prayers when or how we would like. Instead, we need to teach them that even though we don't always get the answers that we want, God hears us, God loves us, and we just need to be willing to accept that He has a different plan for us or that situation. We can teach our children to start asking for the deeper things in their prayers, not just for an end result, but for character qualities for themselves, for God to develop in their lives, to start desiring to have the heart and characteristics of Jesus take root in their lives. They can pray for the fruits of the Spirit, things like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. they could take the example of if they're going to go and have a test at school, instead of just praying, oh God, please help me to do really well on my test, which is fine, but also praying, God, help me to have the diligence to study really well for my test. Help me to have the perseverance in my test to concentrate and stay focused. Help me to have a peace of mind and a calm over myself while I take the test. Asking for those more specific things of God really being with them and molding them and creating them to be more like Him and having His characteristics in their life. For a while, I was teaching my children to also incorporate ending their prayers like Jesus did, and especially my son still usually ends his prayers the same way. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's this reminder that, okay, God, I would really love my request to be answered the way I asked and when I asked. I really hope this happens, but I entrust my requests and my prayers to you. I know that you're sovereign, in control, that you are a good God. You want good for my life. So I'm trusting your will to be even better and correct. So I'm allowing your will to be done over my desires. And so that helps them release from as many disappointments that they would have, because they're allowing their requests to be met the way that God wants to meet them in their lives. Sometimes things happen in our lives that we don't understand, that are unjust and unfair, like getting anxiety or so many other struggles that we face. But we can trust that God is good and He wants good for our lives and can change any situation for good. And holding on to that will help our children and ourselves get through our biggest struggles. God is not a genie who's changed by the whims or wishes of man, but He is so much more. He's sovereign over all, redeemer, friend, and faithful through the ages. We can also let our children who struggle with anxiety know that they can use prayer as their anti-anxiety muscle to battle against their anxious moments. They can call upon God and say a prayer whenever they're feeling anxious, whenever they're having a moment of panic. They can turn to God and call out for help and know that He hears them and He is right there with them. Even if we can't physically be with them in that moment, they can know that Jesus is there with them, will never leave them, and that He hears every word that they're saying, and they can focus their thoughts and prayers to Him when they're having those anxious moments. Today, I'm going to close us with a prayer, Jesus' prayer, that He taught us how we should pray. And then I'm going to pray over you. In Matthew 6, 9 through 13, Jesus says, "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Dear Father, thank you for the gift of prayer, that we can speak with you wherever we are and that you hear us. Thank you that we can have faith that even if things aren't going as we want or ask, you are still in control and have good plans for our lives. Help us to show our children how to connect with you and know you. Give us wisdom how to pray for them and the attributes you want to grow in their lives. Let us look to you for guidance and hope no matter what trials we face. Please bless my friend today. In your name, Jesus, amen. I can't wait to see you next time on Overcomers with a Cup of Tea.